Chapter 1. God's Nature is to Heal. In Psalm 103, verse 3, God's Word says, Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Throughout the Bible, in both the Old Testament and New Testament, we can read many, many records of people getting healed. There are records of people of all ages being healed, from young children to mature adults. There are records of healing where the name of the person healed is mentioned, and other records of healing where the person's name is not mentioned. There are records of believers receiving healing, as well as those who might be classified as outside of the pale or not with the right group, also getting healed. We can read of healings for a variety of infirmities, from being lame, deaf, or dumb, to being blind, having a withered hand, or mentally deranged. There are records of someone being healed immediately after he got ill, as well as healing for someone who has suffered for many years. We can see records of people being healed from everything from a fever all the way to an incurable disease. In fact, there are records that show both a man healed who was told he was about to die, as well as a number of people who were raised from the dead. When it comes to healing from God, healing is absolutely not limited to your age, who you are, what group you are with, what sickness or illness you may have, or how long you have had it. With so many records in God's Word, the message is clear. Healing from God is available. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. According to Psalm 103, God forgives all iniquities, all sins, and He heals all diseases, all sicknesses. One of the most important things to remember in receiving healing from God is that God's very nature is to heal. In Psalm 107, verses 19 to 21, God's Word says, Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saveth them out of their distresses. He sent His word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness, and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Verse 20 again, God sent His word and healed them. If you are looking for healing, look into God's Word. Look at all the different records of healing that God has in His Word for us to see. Those records are there to encourage us, to inspire us, to help us to believe God's Word so that we too can be healed, because it is God's nature to heal. God's only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, healed many people. He said that He always did those things that pleased the Father. All of the healings you read about Jesus Christ doing pleased the Father because it is God's nature to heal. It is most difficult for a person to get to the point of believing to receive God's healing when they are convinced that God made them sick to begin with. That kind of thinking is a major obstacle in receiving healing, and it is not based on the Scriptures. He sent His word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Psalm 103, verse 3 again, Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. In Genesis chapter 20, verse 17, So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech, and his wife, and his maidservants, and they bare children. 2 Kings chapter 20, verses 5 and 6. Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father. I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord, and I will add unto thy days 15 years. And I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. Psalm 30, verse 2. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Psalm 147, verse 3. He healeth the broken in heart, and bindeth up their wounds. Isaiah 57, verse 19. I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace to him that is far off, and to him that is near, saith the Lord, and I will heal him. Jeremiah 17, 14. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Jeremiah 30, verse 17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they called thee an outcast, saying, This is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Jeremiah 33, verse 6. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. And in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. There are many verses one could read to see that God's nature is to heal. His desire is to see people delivered, not afflicted. God sent his word and healed them. It is most beneficial to read the scriptures about God's healing because it is absolutely vital in receiving healing from God to understand and believe that God does not make people sick, but rather the nature of our loving God is to heal. Psalm 107 verses 19 through 21 again. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. In 3 John verse 2 we read, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. God desires above all things that we prosper and be in health. His nature is to heal. His will is that we are healed. We ought to praise God for his goodness and for his wonderful works. How can you do that if you think that he makes you sick? If that is what you really think and believe, the rest of this presentation will be of little or no profit to you. But if you truly want to receive healing from God, then get clear in your heart and mind that our God is a God of goodness and wonderful works. He is a God that heals and delivers. He sent his word and healed you. God desires above all things that we prosper and be in health. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth.